Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And it is now time. Let's go out to the River Islands guest line because it's time for Clear to Play, where we take you inside the tent and get you updated on the latest injuries in the Bay. Proud to partner with UCSF Health on this segment and bring in Dr. Brian Feely. Doc, happy holidays. Happy New Year. Thanks for taking out the time as always. Good to catch up with you. How you doing?
Pretty good. Happy New Year to you guys.
Yeah, appreciate that. We've just been talking a little bit about the Niners, so I figure we can start there. A scare for the Niners quarterback, Brock Purdy, dealing with another right elbow issue. He heard it late in the game on Monday night. It does seem like the 49ers dodged a major bullet. It's not a UCL tear. It doesn't seem to be a thing that's going to maybe keep him out for the offseason or anything like that. But what can you tell us about what he's going through and kind of how scary it is for fans to deal with a quarterback who's now had multiple injuries to the same right elbow?
Yeah, I think if you look at the mechanism of his original injury, he had a classic mechanism for an ulnar collateral ligament or UCL tear where his arm was hyperextended. You could see how his ligament would tear. This injury on Monday was much more subtle. It was more like he banged his funny bone, which sounds like an over exaggeration. Why is somebody going to be out for banging their funny bone? But when you have this surgery, your ulnar nerve, which is what gets bumped when you hit your funny bone, can cause your little finger and your ring finger to essentially go to sleep. So that's what he was describing as my hand and elbow felt like they were on fire. So you can't grip a football and it can sometimes take a few weeks till it feels like it feels all the way better. So no structural damage, which is great, but it can take a few weeks for that nerve to feel like it's fully recovered. And honestly, the season's over. There's no real reason to play him.
And in terms of the actual injury, the UCL injury, now that we're a full year plus removed from, or just about a year removed from the incident itself, does it become less likely that there's re-injury as opposed to an average person who hasn't had that injury?
Yeah, it's a great question. For baseball pitchers, we know that even when they've had an UCL reconstruction or repair, they are still at slightly higher risk than the normal pitching population of a recurrent injury, largely due to mechanics. In football players, it's just too rare of an injury. The person before Brock Purdy to have this, ironically, was Nick Mullins after he played for the 49ers. So there's just not that many people that have this in the NFL. The assumption is that this is a bad luck injury. It's not something that is overuse. It's not something just by throwing. It's a traumatic injury. So at this point, the ligament's healed. He's obviously had essentially one great season, one really, really good season without his weapons around him. So we shouldn't expect this to be a recurring problem.
Good news there, and I think the reason why so many Niner fans are concerned is because, one, the history of that elbow, and two, because the Niners have to make a decision this offseason about Brock Purdy's future as it relates to a contract extension. One other player they have to consider their future with is Dre Greenlaw, who, as we know, tore his Achilles nearly a year ago now in the Super Bowl. returned a couple of weeks ago, looked great for half a game, then came out, played like a snap or two the following week in Miami, hasn't played since and has been since shut down with what the Niners are calling a calf injury. How worried should we be about this calf injury following the Achilles tear surgery repair and rehabilitation process? And how might that calf injury impact the Niners' decisions on Greenlaw this offseason?
Yeah, I think it's hard to say. The more time you give anybody away from an injury and surgery, the more healing you're going to have, the more time you're going to have to recover from any injury process. So I think overall, we clearly showed what happens when Dre Greenlaw isn't out this year. We don't play as well on defense. There seemed to be enough times where Fred Warner seemed like he was missing Dre Greenlaw next to him. Now, in terms of when he gets this calf strain, for him, that was almost like a preseason game in that he hadn't played for an extended period of time and he goes in and gets a calf strain. That's typically when we see calf strains and hamstring strains in the NFL, is in the preseason and in the first few weeks of the regular season. So most likely they can treat this as a separate injury. We know that the return to play rate from Achilles injuries in that 25 to 32 year old range in the NFL is pretty good. So I don't know how much it would really affect contract talks, other than it's something that one side will bring up, the other side will say it's not a big deal.
Brandon Ayuk had a torn ACL and an MCL, and he had surgery in early November. What would be the prognosis for a pretty standard return to play for a wide receiver at his age in the NFL?
So he's young. He's half the age of the rest of us. So his prognosis.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-based insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Is pretty good. When you look at any skill position, receiver, running back, quarterback coming back to the NFL, typically we're looking at a solid 9 months before returning to contact. Any sooner is rare. Usually get some drills around 8 months, but return to play is around 9 months, because going back any sooner, no matter how good of an athlete you are, is a much higher risk of re-injury. When you look at performance that first year back, it's usually not quite as good, but pretty close to where you were the season before. So you can expect he's not going to be quite as good as he was maybe the Super Bowl season, but kind of where he was this year, which was decent, maybe not amazing. But then he should build into it. And the second year back, he should be better.
Doc, I want to transition to the Warriors here for just a second. Steph Curry and Draymond Green both on the injury report tonight. First of all, on Draymond Green, he's probable with a low back contusion. That injury necessarily maybe not all that concerning. I mean, he's probable, should play tonight, but it's more of a season-long thing. He's been on the injury report a lot, and there's been all the conversations about how the Warriors might need him to play more minutes at five at the center spot, but he might not be something he wants to do considering the toll on his body. Is there anything the Warriors can do other than rest and limited minutes at the five to kind of ease him through some of these minor nagging injuries that he's going through?
No, I think we've seen, particularly in the NBA, that as players reach their early and mid-30s, Draymond's 34 years old now, having that load management is really important. And a back contusion is different than the other things that he's dealt with in his low back. He's had some essentially disc issues. This is more just a bruise in your back, but you can't jump as well. You can't bend forward as well. He's not going to want to dive on the ground nearly as much as if he didn't have a contusion. And the answer, as it is for many of these players in the NBA, is effective load management. Avoid the back-to-back games. Get a little bit more rest whenever you can, when the Warriors are up by a lot or down by a lot, so that you're preserving yourself for a long season.
And Steph, right now, dealing with a right thumb sprain, and he's got that nagging knee tendonitis, bilateral, I believe. Both knees are kind of barking at him. What is capable or what's able for him to do to try to make it through this tough time?
You know, same thing with tendonitis, which we don't have a great handle on exactly why it happens other than overuse. The answer is usually an extended period of rest, which Steph isn't going to take. If you're an everyday athlete, we would typically say it's going to be 6 to 8 weeks to get back onto feeling where you feel good enough to go for a run, play basketball with your friends. If you're Steph Curry in the middle of the season, you're going to get enough time to maybe get an extra night off to feel a little bit better, but he's probably going to feel it all season. How much does it affect his performance? There's not usually a structural issue with tendonitis. It's more inflammation and a little bit of tendon degeneration. So he should be able to play through it unless it gets really bad. And then he may need an extended rest period, which, you know, with the All-Star game coming up, even though it's in the Bay Area, he should get a little bit more time off during then.
Good stuff. Appreciate the time as always, Doc. We'll catch up with you next time. Thanks as always. And again, Happy New Year.
All right. Happy New Year, guys.
All right, there's Doc Feely here. It's Cleared to Play, brought to you by UCSF Health. Again, the proceeding was sponsored by UCSF Health. It's Grandy and Dibs in on Willard and Dibs here on 95.7 The Game. It's kind of what we were talking about to begin the show, Dibs. You need as much help more than ever for Steph and Draymond. One, because they're getting up there and they're just not as good as they once were. Two, because they can't play as often as they once could. And yet the Warriors are getting less help than ever from the supporting cast.
Right, and the idea of, you know, Steph dealing with a tendonitis, and Doc said it perfectly, where you don't really have a solution for it other than rest. And, you know, you can do cortisone and whatnot, which I do in my bad knee, my crooked leg, but for me, it's only every 6 months, and you get 2 or 3 months are really good, and I'm kind of in that 3 month period of good, and then after the first 3 months, it starts to go south on you. So if you're Steph and you're trying to do high level basketball things with two knees with tendonitis, you can only do so much. You can't go to the needle all the time, and you know football players get Toradol, which is a super duper triple pain reliever, but it's not really good for your body to do that over and over. And now Steph has the thumb as well, and Draymond's got the lower back soreness, and I can understand why he doesn't want to play the five all the time. And basically the reality of being an athlete, a pro athlete in your mid to late 30s, you're going to have to deal with this stuff. And if you don't have other players stepping up to help you, you're going to lose games because of it.
Yeah, the latest injury report from the NBA, Draymond is still probable with the left low back contusion. Stephen Curry is still questionable with the right thumb sprain. Also on the injury report, Kyle Anderson, questionable with an illness. Nothing to worry about there, but a couple guys are out. GP2 still with the left calf strain. Brandon Pajemski dealing with that abdominal tightness. He is also out for this game tonight for the Warriors.
And that is probably the one that's most troubling because, you know, you deal with the ab stuff and obliques, as we know, we've seen from many other athletes, whether it's baseball, basketball, or football. And if you've got an oblique strain or a muscle issue, you can't do anything twisting or reaching or jumping or stooping or bending, let alone taking charges like Pods does. So that's one of those ones where you got to wait and let it quiet all the way down.
Yeah, not good. We got the 415 on the Comcast business text line. Wanted us to ask Doc, how many millimeters of Toradol did the Niners burn through this season? Probably a lot.
Yeah, you would figure.
And, maybe only the Lions more.
Well, and you told or you heard Trent Williams talk about it before.
Yeah.
How he was, you know, he was taking the needle for as much as he could, and then he had the personal off-field tragedy that sidelined him, and then you got to the spot where the season was going to be lost anyway.
What's
so,
the point?
Yeah, just go ahead and put the needle away and, you know, come back next year. Yeah.
All right, time for a quick break. When we come back, we can get back into the Warriors. The question we've been playing with all day here on Willard and Dibs. A tough year for the Warriors, the Niners, the Giants. What's one thing each of those teams need to do this year to ensure 2025 is better than 2024? We'll take your calls and texts on that. 888-957.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie. But since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.